The former chief lawyer for the Israeli military is in police custody after admitting she leaked a damaging video appearing to show soldiers abusing a Palestinian man in detention. Yifat Tomer Yerushalami quit her role as military advocate general late last week after revealing she had authorised CCTV footage of the alleged assault in the notorious jail to be handed to Israel's Channel 12. The victim of the abuse required major surgery and five reservists are facing charges. Jeremy Sharom is the legal affairs reporter for the Times of Israel and joins me now. Jeremy, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, Sally. Good morning.
How significant is this story in Israel right now?
This story is really the top of all the headlines, the top of all the news broadcasts. It's a really massive story, and it's massive because of the implications of the original scandal, the abuse scandal against the Palestinian detainee, and because also of the general, government hostility to law enforcement agencies in the country, including the military prosecution or the military advocate general's office, which until recently Tomer Yerushalmi headed. In particular, what's happened since since the revelations have come and since Tomer Yerushalmi admitted that she'd leaked the video was that a lot of right-wing and far-right politicians began demanding that indictments against these five defendants be rescinded, saying that now they can't get a fair trial and, trying to claim that somehow, the leak affair influences the indictment and the alleged offences themselves. So that's really the background to what's been happening here and why it is such an important case.
And the most recent developments, so Yifat Tomer Yerushalmi went missing as well in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, that's right. That was last night here in Israel, and she was missing for about an hour. She was meant to meet with her lawyer, and she was uncontactable for about an hour at least. And there was a big search by police, fire services, and other rescue services trying to find her. Eventually, she was found, but she was also found without her phone. And what purported to be a suicide note, but police are now suspicious that her disappearance and the suicide note were not, in fact, did not reflect a clear intention to commit suicide, but perhaps another attempt to obstruct justice because she was found without her phone, and she's now saying she doesn't have a phone and the phone's been lost. And obviously that phone was key to the investigators to find out other details of the leak and who might have been involved in the leak with her. It's possible that that might add another obstruction of justice charge to whatever might come her way.
Jeremy, you were talking briefly about some of the wider implications. What does this story tell us about the push and pull between loyalty in Israel and the efforts of the military, but also accountability and shining a light when things have gone terribly wrong?
So, I think it's a very important question. And I think this, what we've seen with Tomer Yerushalmi's conduct is actually reflective of a problem that's been evident in Israel for quite a while. There was a famous case several years ago where an IDF soldier was found to have shot dead an already wounded terrorist, and that caused a massive outrage on the right wing. Against what happened was that soldier was prosecuted, and there was huge criticism of the prosecution. And we've seen that happen again, because when in July 2024, there was actually originally 10 soldiers. Reservist soldiers were arrested for the abuse of this Palestinian detainee. We saw massive riots at the military detention center where they were arrested. That included far right politicians who broke into the military detention center, and then when they found that the suspects were already not there, they went to another military camp which is the site of the military court. And there was hundreds of activists, far right activists, went to that camp, and dozens broke into the military courthouse as well. And we see this real antipathy amongst sections of the Israeli population to law enforcement, especially in this case where, you know, abuse of detainees in wartime could amount to a war crime. And yet the sentiment amongst, as I said, parts of the population, particularly the right and hard right, is that, you know, there is no, we cannot prosecute our own soldiers when we're fighting such a terrible war against such a brutal enemy. So that's the kind of dialogue and dynamic which is going on in Israeli society, and that's all coming to a head here in this case, because Tomer Yerushalmi said the reason she leaked the video in the first place was because after the arrests of those suspects, she was inundated with huge criticism, you know, really vicious, vitriolic criticism of her, of the military advocate general's office in general. And she said that she was trying to, head off that criticism by trying to demonstrate that there was real crimes to be answered for here. And obviously she did not do that in the best way, and she's in quite a lot of trouble. But as I said, again, that shows you the problems here, which the law enforcement and the legal system are facing when trying to prosecute this kind of issue.
Jeremy, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Pleasure to be with you.